We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 26th chapter, the 19th Pasuk. The Navi is describing the exile of the Jewish people, the repeated hopes the Jewish people have that the exile is about to end. Kemoharat akriv laledet. The Navi describes like a woman who's having her final birth pangs. Tachil tizak b'chavaleah. She yells out in her pain as she's concluding her delivery. So too we have been yelling, says the Navi, before you, Hashem. We keep hoping that the exile, that the suffering is over. But, the Navi said, harinu chalnu, we've become pregnant, and we've been gripped by the fear of birth pangs, kimo yaladnu ruach. And even though we went through this whole process of the pains of delivery, it's as though we've delivered nothing but hot air. And so the Navi describes how we have hope, and yet we do not have salvation. A recurring theme throughout this long exile of the Jewish people. And so in our Pasuk, the Navi turns with a prayer. He turns with a prayer to Hashem after all our suffering. He says to Hashem, Yichyu meitecha nevelati yekumun. Yichyu meitecha. He prays to Hashem and he says, we look forward in anticipation to that day that you bring back the deceased, of the day of Tchiyat HaMeitin. Yichyu meitecha. Those that are your deceased, Hashem. Those that have died on behalf of your name. We look forward, we anticipate their resurrection. Nevelati yekumun. I await your decree that those corpses will again stand erect. Hakitzu veranenu shochnei afar. Awaken, give song, you who have dwelled in the earth. Kital orot talecha. Va'aretz refa'im tapil. Kital orot talecha. Because the resurrection is described as though dew will fall on earth. Just as the dew gives life to the plants, so too Hashem will give a special dew that will give a light, that will give life to those that have passed. And the land will give forth the corpses that are within it. The eretz and the land, refa'im, the corpses, tapil, which is a way of saying it will pour out the corpses that are within it. Now this pasuk has many midrashim and gemaros. There's one that we'll take a minute to discuss. The Gemara asks, why does it say shochnei afar, those that dwell in the dust? Why doesn't it say shochevei be'afar, those that are lying in the dust? It says shochnei, those that are dwelling afar, on the dust. They're not dwelling on the dust. They are lying in the dust. So the nun only needs a little bit more ink to become a base. And you need another base, be'afar. So the Gemara asks, why does it say shochenei afar and not shochevei be'afar? The Gemara answers, this is not talking about the deceased. This is an allusion to the formula. The formula that will define who will be resurrected. Shochenei afar. Those who throughout their lives lived a humble life that's comparable to living close to the dust. They were not arrogant, on the contrary, they were humble. They are called shochnei afar. They dwell on the earth. They're lowly, they are humble. They are the ones that are invited to come back in the resurrection of the dead. Pasuk Chaf. The Navi continues in his allegory and says, My nation, go into the room. And close the door behind you. He says, stay in that room for a minute till the anger passes. The Navi is describing as though the suffering of the exile is just a passing pogrom. Go into the room, close the door till the anger passes. And so the Navi describes as though the exile is chavichimat rega, wait a minute until the anger passes. The Navi is developing a perspective. When one is in trouble, it seems like it's never ending. When the stock market crashes, people believe it's never going up again. Whenever things look bad, people feel like they'll always be bad. The Navi says the exile might seem long. You have to realize it's the other way around. Compared to the great wealth, the great blessing that God has in store for humanity, this period of suffering is but a fleeting moment. And so the Navi says, in allegorical terms, he says, go into that room, close the door, wait a minute till the anger passes. Ki hine Adonai yotze mimekomo. Again, in allegorical terms, he says, God's coming out of his place, as though God has a place, right? Lifkod avon yoshev haaretz alav. God's coming out, and God is going to take the nations to task over their sins. Vegileta haaretz et dameha. The land will suddenly reveal all the blood of Israel that was spilled. And the land will no longer offer a covering for all those that were murdered on it. So notice, in the beginning of time, in the story of Cain and Abel, Cain tries to hide his murder by burying Abel in the ground. And God says, the blood is calling me from the ground. So too here the Navi describes the end of time, where God will turn to humanity and say, now I'm taking you to task. I see all the blood that was spilled. That's what we quote the pasuk, ki shofech, ki doresh damim, otam zahar, lo shachach tzakat anavim. God says, I've kept a record. I know everyone who's been killed. Bayom haho, when that day comes, when Hashem chooses to reveal Himself and take the world to task, Yifkod Adonai b'charbo hakasha v'agedola v'achazaka, Hashem will suddenly reveal His great hashgacha, the fact that He is clearly watching over everything that's going on here. And then He will draw His sword that's described as a powerful, awesome, mighty sword. Al Livyatan Nachash Bariach. And He will draw that sword against the Leviathan, this huge fish. Nachash. The Leviathan, this Leviathan, is similar to a huge snake. Bariach. The word bariach is a bolt. It's a large pole. It's a large piece of wood that you put on the gates of the city to hold those large gates closed when you want to bolt the city gates. So you have this large piece of wood which requires a few people to lift it and put it across the gates, and that's what bolts the door. So the Navi is describing the nation that Hashem will take to task as this huge snake that's in the water, and that is a reference to, good question, is it a reference to Mitzrayim? Is it a reference to Yishmael? Why would it be Yishmael? Because the word bariach can mean a bolt. The word bariach can come from the word boreach, to flee. And Yishmael is described as bariach, he who causes nations to flee.
What is being referred to as Yishmael exactly?
This snake. Leviathan Nachash Bariach. Hashem says He will finally draw His sword against him. ועל לוויתן נחש אקלטון. And God will draw his sword against the other big snake that will be at the end of time. One is Yishmael, and the other one is Edom. Collectively, we say Yishmael and Edom refer to the two great religions, the two religions that are big in number today. So, notice that Edom is referred to this large snake that is twisted. So too, Edom is twisted. They show themselves as the nation of kindness. And yet, beneath all that kindness, it's like the pig. He shows his split hoofs, but inside, he does not chew his cud. Something's very wrong. V'harag et ha'tanin asher bayam. And God will also kill the great serpent, that great tanin that is in the sea, which is a reference to the other nations that live throughout the sea. You have two large nations, and then the rest are called the tanin that's out in the sea. Bayom, bayom, hahu. In that period, kerem chemed anula. People will turn to Israel and say they are kerem chemer. I said chemed, it's kerem chemer. The vineyard that produces the most chosen wines. Ani Adonai no tzera. I am Hashem, says Hashem. I am the guard of Israel. In the past, I did not reveal the fact that I'm protecting them, but now I will. Lirgaim ashkena. And I repeatedly give Israel to drink. Pen yifkod aleha. Lest the leaves go lacking. Laila vayom etzorena. I watch over it day and night. I watch over that vineyard. And again, this is an allegory for the people of Israel that God watches over them. The older ones, the younger ones. The younger ones are compared to leaves, etc. Chema einli. God says, I have no more anger over them. And here we'll pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next semester. Chema einli. Hashem says, I have no anger over the people of Israel. And with that message, we should conclude our semester. Everyone should have an easy fast on Tisha B'Av. That's a good thought.